Game of Thrones star Peter Dinklage recites poem for ICE agitator Renee Good, stomps foot, walks off stage. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 1, 2026. Actor Peter Dinklage recited a poem for 37-year-old ICE agitator Renee Good, who was fatally shot by a federal agent after hitting him with her car. Blood blown like rose, iced wheels flinched and froze, the Game of Thrones star said. This is a poem by Amanda Gorman, called For Renee Nicole Good, killed by ICE on January 7, 2026, Dinklage said at a recent public gathering, before reciting the poem. They say she is no more, that through her absence roars. Blood blown like a rose, iced wheels flinched and froze, the shithead star proclaimed. Adding, now, bare riot of candles, dark fury of flowers, pure howling of hymns. Watch below. If for us she arose, somewhere, in the pitch deep of our grief. Crouches our power, the howl where we begin, straining upon the edge of the crooked crater of the worst of what we've been, Dinklage continued. Change is only possible, and all the greater, when the labor and bitter anger of our neighbors is moved by the love and better angels of our nature. What they call death and void, we know is breath and voice. In the end, gorgeously, endures our enormity, the L factor added. Dinklage then read, you could believe departed to be the dawn. When the blank night has so long stood, before stomping his foot in apparent frustration. But our bright flood angels will never be fully gone. When they forever are so fiercely good, the I care a lot actor shouted, and then walked off the stage. Dinklage joined several fellow celebrities who have expressed their distaste for the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. ICE, following the fatal shootings of agitators who inserted themselves in the middle of routine federal law enforcement operations. On Wednesday, singer Roseanne Cash called on all of her fans who support the Trump administration to unfollow her on social media after going on a rant about the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, claiming federal agents are too busy shooting private citizens. Similarly, actress Eva Longoria recently fearmongered and falsely declared that ICE agents are blatantly murdering U.S. citizens. Meanwhile, Giancarlo Esposito, best known for playing Gus Fring on Breaking Bad, called for the public to participate in a revolution to combat ICE. All while the actor, with an estimated net worth of $4 million, most likely plans to sit comfortably and watch from the safety of his home. This is time for a revolution, Esposito said, before casually adding that 50 million or however many people might die as a result of a so-called revolution, and then tried to justify the theoretic death toll by adding, but the rest of us would survive. They can't take us all down, he said. If the whole world showed up on Putin's doorstep or the Iranian's doorstep or in Washington, they'll kill 500, 50 million, or however many, but the rest of us would survive. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.